This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is, as you know, no shortage of things to worry about over in Europe right now. Greece and whether it's going to be in or out of the Eurozone, in, Felix Salmon told us before. Russia and whether it's going to be in or out of Ukraine. But how about dinosaurs? Seriously. In the UK, more than 30,000 people have gone online to protest the removal of an 85-foot-long Diplodocus skeleton from the front door of London's Natural History Museum. Dippy the dinosaur, as he is actually called, has been hanging over the museum's entrance hall for more than 30 years now. It is, however, a spot he is about to lose to a blue whale. From London Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that story.
Museums don't often provoke strong emotions, but among the school kids and their teachers filing into the Natural History Museum, there's shock, horror, and dismay.
Personally, I feel really astonished. I'm just can't believe it.
I think most people associate the Natural History Museum with that dinosaur. And if they remove it, it takes away its soul. Yeah, its soul.
Disney understood the appeal of these creatures.
They're going to steal our dinosaur!
Oi! You leave that alone!
The 1970s movie One of Our Dinosaurs is Missing tapped into our enduring attraction to these lumbering prehistoric behemoths. But Sir Michael Dixon, head of the Natural History Museum, is unmoved. Dippy's days in the entrance hall are numbered.
This space is due for a refresh, and we want to tell a story about why the museum is special, and that is that we have these wonderful collection of real objects from the natural world.
And here's the second bombshell. Notice he says real objects. This is worse than debunking Father Christmas. Dippy is a fake.
Dippy is a cast. It's a replica of several different skeletons.
The museum's Richard Sabin says Dippy is a life-size model of a Diplodocus. They want to replace him with a genuine skeleton of the largest existing animal on Earth and suspend it from the entrance hall ceiling.
With the blue whale skeleton, we are able to focus on the main elements, the main threads of the museum's research: origins and evolution, biodiversity, and sustainability.
But what about financial sustainability? Like most public museums and art galleries in Britain, the Natural History Museum doesn't charge an entrance fee. It survives on government funding and on the revenue it can raise itself, for example, by hosting corporate events. Getting rid of Dippy and suspending the blue whale from the ceiling will free up valuable floor space. Whatever the reason for the Dippy decision, many young visitors are still aghast.
Because it was there for such a long time, it is a shame for it to go. Because it's like a bit of history of the actual museum.
So I think they should keep the dinosaur. Keep the dinosaur.
The dinosaur is iconic to this museum.
So you'd be very sorry to see it go.
Definitely.
Because people are fascinated with dinosaurs.
But nothing is forever, as every dinosaur knows. And anyway, Dippy isn't headed for extinction. After he leaves the museum, he's going on the road as part of a travelling exhibition. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.